Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night to you. It's going to be a fun one, folks, as I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. A big shout-out to super producer Stu Kovacs, and thank you to each and every single one of you all for listening, for tuning in. I get started at this same time every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Okay? You can find me online. All social media is at JR Sport Brief. And the number here for CBS Sports Radio is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The quarterback carousel and the money line keeps rolling. We have a little bit of news and information. We know J.J. Watt, first of all, he's not a quarterback. But J.J. Watt, he has his new deal with the Arizona Cardinals. Later on in the show, we'll talk about how his decision will ultimately affect the NFC West, or will his decision ultimately affect the NFC West, and to what degree. We will talk about it. Luka Doncic, we finally, it's kind of crazy to even think about and say, but we're getting ready to pull up on NBA. I don't even want to call it All-Star Weekend, because it's just All-Star Sunday. It's a made-for-television event. And so we'll spend some time talking about some of the growing stars in the NBA right now. Luka Doncic is putting himself in some exclusive categories and statistical spaces where only a LeBron James has been. He's been compared to a Larry Bird, which is just mind-boggling to me. But we'll discuss that. And then really, as it gets to quarterbacks, there's some information as it relates to Lamar Jackson and a potential extension for him with the Baltimore Ravens. And then this is the big story where I want to start off. And a big shout out and thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. Stu, how you doing this evening, my man?
I'm good. How you doing, JR?
I'm good. Thank you. Is there any shot or chance that we may be able to negotiate one of these quarterback contracts for you here with us on CBS Sports Radio?
Oh, wow. I mean, that would be nice. I would definitely take that. That would be great.
Okay, I'm gonna try my best and do my part, Stu. Now, one of the things that we have to pay attention to, and we've heard this for several weeks now, we've gotten this over the past several months, Russell Wilson not happy with the Seahawks. Let me participate in selecting some of the players. Let me have a little bit more say-so. Deshaun Watson, his situation in Houston with the Texans. He wants a little bit more say-so. He agreed, or the team agreed with him, to a point where he would have more say-so, and it didn't look like they held up their end of the bargain, and here we are. Deshaun Watson wants out. We have plenty of quarterback free agents. We can talk about a Jameis Winston. We can say, is a Drew Brees going to return? A Ben Roethlisberger needs to renegotiate his contract if he is going to return to Pittsburgh, even though the owner says, yes, we want him back. There are just so many quarterback issues all across the league. But the quarterback issue that has not gone anywhere over the past several years, surprise, surprise, it's the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think anybody could be surprised at that thought, because between Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, it seems that they've been at a standoff. They've been in one of those old Western movies where you cross each other in the alley and you're trying to figure out who is going to draw first. They are circling each other with no end. And ultimately, somebody eventually is going to have to, I don't want to say pull the trigger, that's violent, but somebody's going to have to pull out a pen and a piece of paper and come to an agreement as to what this team looks like, what the future holds for Dak Prescott. And it just picked up and it just went up a notch because this is crazy. We know what happened this past season. Dak Prescott only plays 5 games, gives you 9 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. The man was on pace in only 5 games, and even though when he got hurt in, but he was on pace to throw for 6,000 yards. The team went straight into the toilet after he got hurt, after he broke his ankle. They went 6-10. Historically bad defense. We know the story. We had the anonymous quotes coming from the locker room against new head coach Mike McCarthy. We had Ezekiel Elliott not necessarily being in shape. This is crazy. And by the way, Dak Prescott last year, because they couldn't come to an agreement on a long-term contract, he played last season on a $31 million franchise tag. And so, if they don't come to an agreement again for this season, he's going to play on a $37 million franchise tag. And I can tell you what is not going to happen next season, because it jumps from $31 last year, $37 million this year. It moves into $50 million plus for a third franchise tag. That is not going to happen. Somebody is either going to have to do it or get off of the pot. And Jerry Jones understands, based on what the Cowboys did when Dak went out, Jerry Jones is very clear just last month that, you know, Dak has more of the leverage. Here is Jerry on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas just a month ago talking about the negotiations between the Cowboys and Dak.
I don't know how you could have any more leverage, but Dak has absolutely been a postcard, so to speak, but his evolving into an NFL quarterback has been nothing short of a perfect pitcher.
Yeah, and Dak obviously does have the leverage, because since he's been drafted in 2016, he's been an Iron Man. 72 consecutive starts until he blew that ankle, or until, I believe it was Logan Ryan decided to drag him into the turf and that whole damn ankle snapped. Before that, he was durable. It's been said, and this is, I guess, a coincidence or not, that he is probably going to be 100% as soon as next month, that he's likely already ready to go. Now, whether or not that's word that comes via his agent or whether that's legitimate, who knows? But I think it's a beautiful thing if he were to be ready to go and get right back out there on the football field. Now, he has had plenty of detractors, people saying, hey, why didn't you sign the deal last year? Or what the hell are you waiting for? Or you're not that good. A matter of fact, Joe Theismann, someone who also suffered a horrific leg injury at the hands of Lawrence Taylor with the Washington football team, Joe Theismann told me right here on the show last year, you know, that Dak is kind of out there by not taking the deal. Listen to what Theismann had to say.
Dak Prescott's situation confuses me a bit. If I was advising Dak Prescott, I'd say take the money. The aggravation to go through, the unknowns if you happen to go through a year, the free agency. I mean, yes, they've committed a lot of money to Amari. Yes, they've committed a lot of money to Zeke. Now your number one draft pick isn't going to cost you much because, you know, that's the way the rule is set up. That's a lot of money. I mean, what are you looking for? Were you another couple million? You're never going to see the last year of this contract anyway. What you really concern yourself with is the guarantee that you're going to get. So if he signs, let's say, a 5-year contract at $34 million, that's $170 million, and probably 115 or 20 of it is guaranteed. What are you crazy? I mean, are you really, really nuts? Has somebody got into your head and said it's worth the risk of disrupting the football team, all the questions, all the pressures? And you're not a top five quarterback in the National Football League. You're a good football player. You have the potential to be better. But, you know, what have you done?
Yeah, and that was, quite frankly, that was before Dak Prescott broke his ankle. And as you just heard from Jerry Jones himself a month ago, just based on how the Cowboys performed, Dak still has the leverage. The man almost hit the worst case scenario with a leg injury. What could have been worse? That he breaks his arm? Is that what could have been worse? Regardless, he was injured. He took the risk. It looks like he will still end up with a big deal this season. Now, this is where the news gets interesting. You just heard Joe Theismann pretty much come out and say, why didn't you take the money last year? Like, you're risking it all. Well, he sure as hell went for a risk, and ultimately, despite being hurt, it will still pay off. Jane Slater, she's an NFL Network reporter, and she had an interesting comment. She had interesting news to report as it relates to Dak Prescott, and it's that he is looking for money right now only behind what Patrick Mahomes got. And that's approximately $45 million per season. Yeah, that's it. Patrick Mahomes, we know he's at the top, and slotted right behind him currently is Deshaun Watson, who's playing on a four-year, about $156 million deal. So if you're Dak Prescott, you're looking to come in somewhere between 40 and what, 40, 41, 42 million dollars? This is what Jane Slater had to say on the Dan Patrick Show.
Now he's looking to be paid right behind Patrick Mahomes, a guy who's gone to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. Dak hasn't done that yet, so they feel like it's been a respectable offer. His camp believes that he needs to bear what the market value is. And they feel like this deal should have gotten done 2 years ago. So your problems with money aren't our problems. It's about respect. So there still is no change from last year and years past. There has to be some give by both sides in order to get this done. But I truly feel like they want to get it done. And as I was told by a team source, it feels, and their tone kind of went up a little bit more productive. But there still haven't been a lot of meaningful conversations.
Listen, the Dallas Cowboys here at this point in time, they have nobody to blame but themselves. This goes right back down to Jerry Jones. It really does. It's real easy to look at Dak Prescott and go, oh, well, he's not Patrick Mahomes. Oh, well, he's not Deshaun Watson. And it's true. He hasn't necessarily had the same accolades. Only one guy has come out as young as and put up numbers like Patrick Mahomes, and that's Patrick Mahomes. Deshaun Watson hasn't even had the same type of success, although we have seen his talent year to year, regardless of whether the Texans have been losing, whether they've been winning. He's been consistent there. And it looks like Dak Prescott was pretty much on the same way. Let's remember this. Dak Prescott was a quarterback taken in the fourth round in 2016. The same draft where Jared Goff went number one overall. Jared Goff, what did he get? His rookie contract? A four-year deal, $27 million. We know after going to the Super Bowl, he cashed out. His contract went up 4 years, more than $120 million. Meanwhile, Dak Prescott, who, if you're asking me, I would say he's a better quarterback. I would take Dak Prescott over Jared Goff. Dak, because he was selected in the fourth round, over these entire 4 years, before he got his $31 million this past season, he played for a total of $2,700,000. Okay? 4 years, almost $3 million total. Because he was a fourth round draft pick. Now, that's not to take away from what he could have done or should have done. The fact is, what he has done is be durable. He has proven to be a winner. He has proven to be a model citizen, the type of human being that you would want leading your franchise. He's shown all of that. And so the least that the Dallas Cowboys could have done is not shoot themselves in the foot, realizing that they had someone here who you could work with. I believe you can win a championship with Dak Prescott. I do. Is he Patrick Mahomes? No. No, he's not. Is he Aaron Rodgers? No. No, he's not. But I do believe he's in the top half. And damn it, I think if he gets a full season and if he's healthy, he was on his way to being a top 10 plus quarterback in the league. I think he's capable of being one of the best. Someone who can take you to a championship. Did he do it yet? No. And so the Dallas Cowboys, before Patrick Mahomes got his $45 million deal, before Deshaun Watson got his $40 million deal, the Dallas Cowboys didn't try to play hardball with someone who was underpaid for what he already brought to your team. The Dallas Cowboys could have gotten a better deal rather than waiting and playing hardball. And now the fact is, they got to pay up. Not have to pay up. They got to do it. They're screwed. They can't franchise him next year. You have to figure out a long-term deal. And now you're probably going to have to pay him commensurate with other quarterbacks in the league. Why? There ain't no turning back. You paid him $31 last year. You have to pay him $37 million this year. You think he's going to roll that number back? You think you're going to roll back from 37? You better pull up a little closer to Deshaun Watson. Do I think he is a quarterback that via his play and via his accomplishments deserves that amount of money? No, I don't. But I believe his potential speaks for itself. But more importantly, I believe the Dallas Cowboys painted themselves in this situation. Now that is what you have to pay him because of your own ineptitude. And what else is new? This is what Jerry Jones has been doing for quite some time. And I'm not the only person that feels this way. The Dallas Cowboys leading rusher, the NFL's all-time leading rusher, Emmitt Smith. He was here with us a few weeks ago, and Emmitt said that, quite frankly, Dak's future with the Cowboys is related to commitment, and that the Cowboys aren't committed to him the same way he's been committed to them. Listen.
I think the Cowboys are not totally committed to Dak Prescott as much as they want Dak Prescott to be committed to them. I think it all begins with a level of commitment from both sides. You have one player that wants to be a Cowboy for the rest of his life, and you have an organization trying to figure out whether or not they want to make that decision with him and whether or not he's that guy. I don't see why he could not be that guy, because before he got hurt last year, he was doing a tremendous job. Yes, we may have had a few turnovers here and there, but we were producing points. That wasn't our problem. Our problem was stopping people. And because of some of the decisions that were made, our defense was not as good as they were the previous year, because we had to make a defense adjustment. We had to make a change. We made a change defensively in philosophy. And we had players that probably was not built for this defensive style. And that's a decision that the team made. They ain't got nothing to do with Dak Prescott. They has nothing to do with his performance. So for Dak Prescott, my question is, are the Cowboys committed to him as much as they want all of their players to be committed to them?
You heard it from Emmitt Smith. I'll tell you this. The Dallas Cowboys have no choice right now but to be committed to Dak. They have no problem, or they do have a problem, but they really have no choice but to acquiesce, but to give in, and to go backwards. This is something that they could have done cheaper a year ago, 2 years ago, but they dared Dak. Go do it. Let's see what you got. Let's see what you can do. And he continued to play. And even when he did not play because of injury last year, the rest of the play of the Dallas Cowboys spoke for itself. It spoke to the issues that are there. It allowed him, in his absence, to show his value. And now the Dallas Cowboys have to pay up. Because if Dak Prescott is not a Dallas Cowboy, then the Dallas Cowboys look even dumber than they look right now. This isn't a scorched earth Deshaun Watson situation. But Jerry Jones has painted himself into a corner where he can either pay up or, I don't know, what are you going to let? You're going to let Dak walk? Unlikely. Who the hell are you bringing in? Is there going to be a massive trade? Wilder things have happened. But I know this for a fact. We're in this position right now because the Dallas Cowboys painted themselves into this position. And so is Dak worth money right behind Patrick Mahomes? No. No, he's not. But all of the money that they're going to pay him, regardless of whether it's equal to Deshaun Watson, in front of Deshaun, directly behind him, the Cowboys did it to themselves. Pay the man. You did it. It's your fault. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's been reported that Dak Prescott, he wants money second to only Patrick Mahomes. That he wants to be paid right along with and maybe a little bit more than Deshaun Watson. Is Dak Prescott worth the money? And do the Cowboys, do they even have a choice? Or did they do this to themselves? I'm going to take your phone calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I appreciate you. I'll take the words that you took out of my mouth and I will just repeat them. The phone lines are open right now, 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, I told you about Dak Prescott. We know this has been an ongoing story for like 2 years. Between him and the Dallas Cowboys, they still have not come to an agreement on a contract. And the fact is, it's being reported right now from Jane Slater of the NFL Network that Dak Prescott wants to be paid only second to Patrick Mahomes. Well, we know what Patrick Mahomes got, a $45 million per year deal. Second behind Patrick Mahomes is Deshaun Watson at about $40 million per year. Is Dak Prescott, does he have Patrick Mahomes' accomplishments? Does he have that long line of work? Where's the MVP? Where are the playoff victories? Where are the comebacks? He doesn't. So I'm not saying based on his play or his talent that he deserves to be in a Patrick Mahomes Watson area. I do believe he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And I think because of the Cowboys, I think it's their own damn fault that they're in this position. This was someone who was a fourth-round selection in 2016. You could have settled this a few years ago. You could have overwhelmed him before Patrick Mahomes even sniffed $500 million, before Deshaun Watson was even lined up for $40 million per. And so, yeah, he may not, quote-unquote, be worth the money for his accomplishments, but you know who you can blame for that? The Dallas Cowboys. The phone lines are open to you, 855-212-4CBS. Is Dak worth the money? Do the Cowboys have a choice? Emilio, he's calling up from Oregon. Emilio, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Yes, hello. Do you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, Emilio.
Perfectly. So here I go. My theory is Jerry's getting a little bit old, so he doesn't really want to commit to Dak Prescott because he already had Tony Romo, which was good, but was not good enough, you know? So committing to Dak won't win you a Super Bowl. And that's exactly what Tony Romo did in Dallas for the last 10 years. So I think it's a lose-lose situation.
Okay. And what are you saying to me, that Jerry Jones feels burned having dealt with Tony Romo? I mean, is that what you're saying?
I think he doesn't got enough. He doesn't got many years left, so he wants to win a Super Bowl, you know. And I don't think Dak Prescott is the guy to win that Super Bowl.
So what option exists for Jerry Jones then? What does he do?
So here you go. I agree 100% with you that it's the Cowboys' fault because you paid Dak big money, and we're all gonna criticize you because he doesn't deserve the money. But also, Dak Prescott walks away, and he's going to be with no QB. So the real loser here, I think, are the Cowboys. They're in the best spot.
No, absolutely, Emilio. That's why the Dallas Cowboys, their backs are up against the wall. And so there are two options here. And I don't even know if it's legitimate two options. What do you do? Do you pay Dak? Do you let him walk as a free agent? Look at the amount of money that you've invested. If I'm the Dallas Cowboys, if I'm paying you $31 million 1 year, if I'm paying you $37 million in a year that you can't even compete, or excuse me, 31 was last year when he got hurt, and now I'm paying you $37 million this year, that's a massive investment for a dude who is coming off of an injury. I want to get my return. I'm not paying you all of that money. I would let you walk after this year. But they'd be screwed this year. They'd be screwed next year. What do you do? Trade? You wake up and trade Dak? How the hell does that work? David is calling from Buffalo. David, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on this situation?
JR, thanks for having me on tonight, man. You know what? I think the Cowboys got to pay him. You look at the Cowboys season last year after he went out, they dove off a cliff. I mean, they were awful. You know, in a division where he's the best quarterback. I mean, Washington doesn't have a real quarterback. Who knows what Hurts is going to be like, and Daniel Jones is a question mark too. You got to sign this kid, and I don't think you got to pay him what Mahomes is making, but you got to get him at a little cheaper price. And you know, they got some weapons there still. They drafted a good receiver last year. I mean, to me, he's a big part of the reason they've had any success the last few years. So I think you got to bring him back and sign him.
Okay. Well, thank you, David, for calling from Buffalo. Well, you talk about the guy they drafted, CeeDee Lamb. You still have Cooper. You still have a Gallup. Like, they got the weapons. I think a healthy Ezekiel Elliott obviously also helps the situation if he's able to come in shape. And unfortunately, he had to deal with COVID heading into last season and into last year. So they ain't no guarantees here right now for the Dallas Cowboys. And at the same time, yes, the team went off of a cliff. Dak Prescott doesn't play no damn defense. That ain't his MO. That defense was historically bad. JR is calling from Oceanside, California. JR, what are your thoughts? Do the Cowboys have to pay him, or are they pretty much screwed?
Well, you know, being a lifelong Cowboy fan, I really look at it two different ways. By himself, is he worth Mahomes' money? Absolutely not. I don't think so. However, I agree with you. I think he can win. And I think Jerry Jones needs to evaluate how much his culture and his locker room means to him, because, you know, him and Zeke got this Batman and Robin thing. They got Amari. They play together as a unit. They just added CeeDee Lamb. With another quarterback in there, you're almost going to have to reboot the culture. You know, how much is that worth? I don't know, but, you know, it's going to be a tough decision.
Oh, absolutely, JR. Thank you for calling from Oceanside. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. You don't invest. You basically found a diamond in the rough in 2016. And we know Dak got the opportunity because Romo was busted up. And here he goes, and he's one of the more durable quarterbacks. He's one of the more marketable quarterbacks. He is the face of a franchise. And y'all are just going to let him walk? It's hard for me to believe. I'll continue taking your phone calls. Do you believe Dak Prescott is worth money? Do you believe he's worth being paid second to only Patrick Mahomes? Do the Cowboys have a choice? More of your calls when we come back. I also want to talk to you about a team that is eagerly looking for a quarterback. I'll tell you who it is.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The number here, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's been reported that Dak Prescott, he wants to get paid right in the middle, right between Deshaun Watson at $40 million per year and Patrick Mahomes, who has a deal saying he's going to make $45. Dak Prescott, if he plays on the franchise tag this season, he'll make $37. The Dallas Cowboys are in between a rock and a hard place. They could have got this done a few years ago before these $40 million deals even came into play. And now, here you are. You can't go back. They ain't no going back. And the Cowboys, they're the ones who have painted themselves into a corner. They thought they had the leverage, and now they understand Dak has it. You've invested $31 million last year. You invested, or you might have to invest, $37 this year. You've paid him $3 million since you drafted him in 2016, outside of the $31 he just got. I mean, damn, you've been playing and using him on a discount. I don't care how many Greek yogurt commercials or Bose speakers that Dak Prescott sells. When it comes to him on the football field, the Cowboys have gotten a discount. And he should have taken advantage of that and locked him up. Now you gotta pay up. Let's hit these phone lines right now. Carlos is here, and Carlos is calling from Alabama. Carlos, what are your thoughts on the Cowboys? Do they have to pay him? Is Dak even worth the money?
Hey, good afternoon, man. This is one of the most interesting off-season in NFL history here. And concerning Dak Prescott, oh, man, he's a young, great, great quarterback. But come on, man, let's face reality here. He is coming off injury. That means he more or less have to reprove himself. And then he can ask for whatever he want to, and Mr. Jones would happily give it to him. But right now, chill, man, and play and get the Cowboys to the Super Bowl. Then you can ask for whatever you want to. But right now, you're coming off an injury. And that's my comment.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Carlos, for calling up from Alabama. That's a legitimate point. But either way, the Cowboys are going to have to, if they don't come to an agreement, they're going to have to pay him $37 million. That ain't far off from pretty much what he would look for, what he would want anyway. The Cowboys are damned if they do, or damned if they don't. I could tell you what's not going to happen. Dak getting franchise tagged again next season for $50 million plus, that would blow everything out the water. That ain't happening. James is calling from Louisiana. James, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say?
Hey, what's going on, man? I appreciate the show. I think Jerry Jones just need to tell him, go ahead and pay him. I'm like you, you know, either do something or get off the pot. I mean, pretty much it seems like all them people up there in the office in Dallas got their heads up they behind. Go ahead and pay him the extra $7 million off the franchise tag, because it's just like you say, they ain't gonna franchise him again after this season. But that, I mean, that's my take on it.
Okay, well, thank you, James from Louisiana. They really ain't got no choices or options. You know, I'm not sitting up in the front office. I'm not going to sit here and act like, oh, well, JR is the GM. JR is the know-it-all. I'm just giving you the general overall sense. I'm going by what has occurred and what has taken place. I can't see a trade happening. I can't. I see it more realistic that they sign them. I think it's realistic, again, that they move into a, hey, let's franchise tag you again for $37 million. You run the risk of the price going up again in a deal, depending on how high he performs. And then also, hell, you're just elongating the process. Danny is calling from San Diego. Danny, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey there, JR. Love the show. I just want to say I think the Cowboys do have an option, and I think it's an option they're not looking at. And I think for them, the best option would be to move on from Dak and recognize that their roster is a rebuilding roster. I mean, they just don't have a lot of talent outside of the receiving core. The offensive line's gotten old. They've deteriorated. The defense was horrible last year. So you could saddle yourself up for a $40 million contract with a, you know, maybe slightly above average quarterback. And I don't think that's going to go so well. They're already paying Zeke Elliott around $18 million a year, which is crazy. I mean, he's not even one of the best three or four running backs in the league. So I think the best course for them would just be to cut Zeke, eat the cap hit. You know, they have a high pick this year. If they bottomed out, they would get another high pick next year, draft a guy, and try to move forward that way because their cap situation is untenable. And Dak Prescott is no Patrick Mahomes, that's for sure.
Now, we know that, Danny. One thing I'm not sure or certain of, though, is realistically the Dallas Cowboys or Jerry Jones deciding to take a step back. Jerry Jones, I mean, this is what the Cowboys sell, and he's done an amazing job selling it for a team that hasn't won since 95. He has sold competition. He has sold America's team. He hasn't sold slop. And yeah, we can go back and look at several years where it certainly looked like that, but there was always an urgency to move out and away from that. You know, we don't need another Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving where we have to sit and watch the Cowboys right after that. They're screwed. Yeah, I agree with you. Is rebuilding a possibility? Yeah, of course it is. Is it the smartest move for what you've invested? Is it the biggest bang for your buck? You said it. They're paying Ezekiel Elliott this money. You have all of these wideouts. We know they need help on the defense. As you said, the offensive line. Before the money that you spent, it's real hard just to say, oh, yeah, let's just walk away. It ain't my money, so I don't care, but it ain't that easy for them to do. Jerry from Pittsburgh, what do you think?
I would, if I'm Jerry Jones, I'm franchising Dak this year, and I'm going to get a few more players to shore up that defense to make it formidable. And then I'm going to see how Dak performs through the year with a good offense and a decent defense. And if he can take him for a long way, he looks good, then I would consider talking to him. But he's, like I say, Dak, you're not Patrick Holmes, you're not Aaron Rodgers, you're not Drew Brees, so understand that. But I'm going to give you something that you can live with very easy, and we're going to keep you a long time. And that's what I would do and see what happens. If he didn't like it, Dak, we'll see you later, and then I'd go find and get a quarterback somewhere with a good offense and a good defense and an above-average quarterback and try out how that works out. I think it would be good. What do you think?
Well, I what do I think? I think that's easier said than done, Jerry. How many teams in the NFL are happy with the quarterback that they have? How many teams in the NFL right now have quarterbacks who are happy with their situations? It's like, without me doing the math, I'd venture to say less than half. It's probably 8 teams right now who are happy with their quarterback situation. Everybody else probably looks at their quarterback and go, ah, yeah, whatever. Yeah, we can find somebody else. It's no different. I think somebody called here last week, and I don't recall whether or not it was about Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson. Oh, I think it was Russell Wilson. Somebody legitimately called and said, oh, yeah, well, you know, yeah. The Allen family, you know, Paul Allen, you know, they used to own the Seahawks, so he did before he passed. The family owns it. Oh, yeah, billionaire family. They can just afford to get another quarterback. Just tell Russell Wilson to go. Yeah, what? Since when is it that easy? We got teams that have been looking for a franchise quarterback. Damn it, the New York Jets have been looking for a franchise quarterback since 68-69. It is 2021. It ain't that easy. Brian is calling from Georgetown. Brian, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you?
I'm amazing, Brian. What's up?
First, I'd like to say thank you so much, man. I'm going through a lot of life-threatening health issues the last 2 years, and I always close out my night listening to your work. I've called a couple times, so I just want to say thank you again for being on the radio and keeping me entertained.
Absolutely, Brian. Well, listen, you feel free to call me up anytime, okay?
I appreciate that.
And if you want to shoot, and slow down, if you ever want to hit me up when I'm not on air, you can also email me, okay? JRSportBrief@gmail.com. I'll make sure I get back to you, Brian, okay?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Go on ahead.
I don't think the Cowboys are going to let him go. They're going to sign him. Is he worth behind Patrick? No. I would say like at number six, number seven, around around the Russell Wilson, a little below his, whatever Russell makes. Oh. I'm not quite sure what he makes, but I don't see that happening. I mean, they're going to keep him, franchise him, as the previous caller said. But if they want to release him, I'm a Washington diehard fan, so we don't have no problem picking him up.
Yeah. Well, as we know, Washington – well, can you imagine that, if that happened, Brian? Could you legitimately see the – can you see the Cowboys making that mistake and Dak just walking over to D.C.? Could you see that?
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, you'd love it. I don't know if it'll happen, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, yeah. we might send Jerry Jones into a catatonic state. We don't want to do that, Brian. Let's slow down. I appreciate you, my man. Hey, like I said, you hit me up anytime, okay? Absolutely, Brian. Thank you so much. All the best. Caleb is calling from Pennsylvania. Caleb, what do you think?
Hey, Jerry. You know, I think that the Cowboys are going to be forced to pay Dak simply because they don't have any other choice. I mean, somebody mentioned earlier, you know, that the success of Dak and how he's not quite, you know, at the level of all these other great quarterbacks. But who else are they going to get that's going to be better? Like, what's their alternative other than – we saw at the beginning of the year last year before he got hurt how much of a difference the Cowboys have on offense with Dak Prescott under center as opposed to somebody else. I think they have to pay him. That being said, because of how much money he's wanting to get paid and because of how terrible the defense has been, they're not going to ever be in a position with this setup that they're going to be able to actually be more successful than, like, maybe winning one playoff game. I think that Dak Prescott is just sort of right there in the mix of most of the other top NFL quarterbacks that can't, other than, you know, we've seen with Brady and Mahomes, for example, you know, Brady is willing to take pay cuts, you know, in order to help win.
Well,
Prescott's asking for too much money, and because of that...
I'm sorry, Caleb. You hear the music. That means it's time even for me to shut up. When we come back, I'm telling you about another quarterback looking for money right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.